I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Mavi, the guy called me the other day to see if my mother-in-law was dead. He doesn't. What do I hear from him? Once every 3 months? 4 months? I don't even care anymore, dude. Honestly. Jesus Christ. Mavi knows. Anyway, I'm just going to change subjects altogether. I'm under a tremendous strain over here. Here we go into the second hour. It's Farrell on the bench. Toll-free 844-843-6879 with my boy Mafia. And, I can't tell you how shocked I am watching this team actually play tonight. I mean, honestly, like, you can't even make this stuff up. USC's up 44-28 on Kansas with 17 and a half left. I mean, can you even believe, like, today and tonight, the whole day, every single game was terrible. I mean, they were. They're all terrible. Oregon by 15 over Iowa. Florida State 71-53 over Colorado. Complete blowout. Gonzaga was never in trouble. Even when they were down, they were never in trouble against Oklahoma, ever. Their worst day, they still win 87-71. They played terrible, and they still won and covered. UCLA beat Abilene Christian by 20. Creighton humiliated Ohio with Joe Burrow in the building rooting on Ohio. LSU loses to Michigan. That was the only decent game. I never thought for 1 minute when it was a one-point game at halftime, I never thought for 1 minute LSU would win that game. And Alabama roasted Maryland 96-77. I actually had people trying to sell me today that Maryland was going to beat Alabama. It's just not happening. Alabama's really good. And now everything is set in stone. Saturday, I mean, there's no way USC's losing this game, right? So here's the deal. Saturday, Nova against Baylor. Baylor laying 6.5. Oregon State and Loyola, 6.5 for Loyola favored. Arkansas laying 11 to Oral Roberts. That's a fat number. And Houston's laying 6 to Syracuse. And then Florida State, Michigan on Sunday, Creighton, Gonzaga. Gonzaga laying 13.5. And then UCLA and Alabama So what's that other game, Mafia? USC. Let's see. I'll be looking for it all day if I try to figure this out. Who is USC playing? I can't even find it. I'll be here all day. I'm trying to realize. I have no clue who they're playing. I'm just done. I have no idea. Oh, they're playing Oregon? So there you go. Oregon and USC. So a Pac-12 game on Sunday of teams that face each other during the season.
Yeah, I guess they weren't playing on both those to make it this far, huh?
No. Well, do you think, who do you like in that game? After you just saw USC beat Kansas's ass, let's just hypothetically say they finish this game off. I mean, if they blow this game, they should fold their basketball program. They're up 20, you know, with 15 minutes left. You can't possibly blow that lead.
No, they're not going to. I mean, I have to look back and see how these two teams played against each other all year. And they were the two at the top in that conference. So they probably had some epic matchups that I just can't remember off the top of my head right now. But, you know, the worst thing about this game, too, with Kansas, isn't even that they're getting beat by USC. They're getting beat by the Mobley. They're getting beat by the other Mobley. It's Isaiah Mobley that's shooting them out of the gym with 4 or 5 from three. Evan Mobley only has 8 points. He's only shot 5 shots.
So they played him and destroyed Oregon 72-58 on February 22nd. We welcome in our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench with Mafia. So we're talking about right now USC and Oregon. They're going to meet in Sunday in the semis, in the regionals. And USC beat them 72-58 in that matchup. Let me just go back and see if they played them any other times, because I don't know if they play them once or twice. They did. They were supposed to play them in January, and the game got postponed. And then there's just no other sign of it. So, yeah, they played them once and beat their ass. And the game was in L.A., and it was 72-58. And in that game, they blew them out in the first half. Edie had 24. They led by 16 at the half on their way to a blowout win. And then in that game, Edie had the 24. Evan Mobley had 11 and 5 boards. So USC beat their ass once. They'll play him again Sunday.
To win, you need a strategy.
A plan.
You've come to the right place. We're the home of sports gaming strategies and information to give you
the winning edge.
I mean, we're not just doing this for our health.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so I went and got the shot today, Mafia, and my first shot. I gotta do the Moderna double shot. I got the 2-shot plan. It's simple. Where I am, it's when you go, when you get the appointment, you just go and you find out when you get there what you're getting. There's no rhyme or reason to it where you're like picking and choosing. Now, I know some people do that where they're like, I'm only going for the Johnson & Johnson one-time deal. But you've heard other people say, just take, you know, I've even heard the president say it. Just take whatever one you get. I've heard Fauci say it. I've heard the CDC director say it. Just whatever one you get is what you do. That's what you do. They're all good. And you do either the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson. And you just do whichever one that becomes available to you. A lot of people can't get the shots, right? And yet. And then they're saying that by May, everyone will get them. And then, like, I heard there's some in, like, Vegas even where starting in, like, I don't know, 10 days or something like that, everyone can get it. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be 16, you go get it. So they're just obviously doing a better job of, unless I'm crazy, kicking out the shots and like getting the doses out where all these facilities and places and pharmacies and whatever and locations, like I went to a location, right, with tents, giant setup, giant, you know, man-made facility in, you know, a gigantic hospital parking lot, right? Like, so that's where I went and I did it and it was easy and it took me 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops, I don't know, 25 minutes maximum. Like I had to wait 15 minutes after I got it. So I guess so I didn't like keel over or anything or have a allergic reaction to it or something like that. But I can tell you, if it makes you feel any better, if you're out there and you're wondering, what should I do? I don't know. I'm not feeling the vaccine thing. I want, you know, I don't want to get another eye and have my onions down by my ankles. Well, I can tell you I did it and it was no big deal at all. And I mean, boom, I did it. No problem. And, you know, I heard that I'd have all these problems and I'd have sore arms and I'd have the chills and all this other nonsense. I didn't have anything. I was shooting baskets tonight for an hour and a half, draining jumpers and just working out. And so I had no problem whatsoever with it. So I don't even know anything about all that nonsense. I mean, it was candy ass. I went in, boom, they shot me up and I left. I was like a fiend. I was like, hook me up. And the chick's like, man, you're good looking. I'm like, I know I am. I was like, thanks for your service. It was very military-esque mafia. I went there and it was, you know, everything was organized and they had it all down to a science. The entrance, where you enter, you go through that checkpoint, Charlie. Then you go to this one over here. You sign your name. You show them your ID and you show them your scan your phone with your passcode thingy. And next thing you know, you go into a cubicle, and the next thing you know, they shoot you up. The next thing you know, you leave. So I did it. You can do it, too. It's not that big of a deal. Get it. And then hopefully when I get the second one, my arms won't fall off. Mafia, you haven't got it yet, right?
No, I'm just about the only one in my, you know, like family bubble here who has it. My wife, because she works in healthcare, has gotten it. My dad's, you know, first responder, so he already got both his.
No one loves you.
And my in-laws got both theirs. My mom just got her first dose on Saturday. So everyone in my family except me, I'm the only one at risk. Thankfully,
Did your mom have to do, which one did she get? The Pfizer or the Moderna?
I believe she got Moderna.
There you go. So she's in the Moderna family with Pharrell.
Yeah. I mean, but I've had all different members of my family have gotten different ones. You know, well, the Moderna and Pfizer, because they got them earlier before the Johnson & Johnson, but all of them, all good.
I heard all the people that did the Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson ended up with warts all over their bodies. Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. No, I have no idea. And I know some people are like picky about it. I know one guy that drove like an extended period of like in his car. He drove like far to get a Johnson & Johnson shot. I was like, really, man? Like, I just don't. I guess every teach his own. I don't even care. Do whatever you got to do. If you want to drive 4 hours to get a shot, have at it. I drove 10 minutes. I went 10 minutes and it was the easiest thing I've done in months. I have more difficulty at the grocery store. Honestly, what a pain in the ass that is. And don't even tell me I'm wrong. It is a pain in the ass. And I'm friends with all the dudes at the grocery store. That's what's even worse. I'm good friends with all the grocery store dudes. They all know Pharrell. I'm cool with everybody, but the grocery store sucks because of other people. One lady, I was in the store the other day, Mavi, and I didn't know that it was like a freeway now. I'm not aware of the
rules. The lanes.
Yeah, they had the arrows going. And so here I am rolling through, half-baked, rolling through the grocery store, picking up items, right? I got a list like Santa Claus. I'm over here picking up things. This is how I do it normally. I make a list. I go bang it out. It is what it is. And then I got some lady giving me the business in like aisle 7. She's like, right to my face, she went, "You're going the wrong way, sir." And I was like, what do you think I said to her, Mafia? Like, I'll let you, like, stay fill in it. The blank.
Go ahead.
Well, it was something like that. Let me refresh my memory on this one. So she yelled at me, and I looked at her right in the face, and I mean, my facial expression could have killed her. It just could have killed her. I looked her right in the face, and I said, "Mind your own business." And she was done for the day. I mean, done. Like, I had stuffed a sock in her mouth. Moron. Mind your own business. Wheat thin eating. You know, that probably didn't go over too well. Tomato can drinking. Cheap ass coffee sipping.
Hey,
grocery
bud, what's your problem?
Store etiquette living. Mafia almost had it on the head. What are you looking at?
We don't believe in rules. Like, we gave them up when we started living like freaky beatniks.
Can you imagine? I gotta go. What is there? Traffic lanes at the grocery store now? Mafia, I gotta you're going the wrong way. I was like, what?
Hey, do I have to? I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
What do I have to do? Do I have to take a road test? Like, I'm going to the DMV to do a road test at the grocery store now. There's rules. Sir, you are going the wrong direction in the cream aisle.
Use those hand signals when you're turning your cart. Which direction?
I got a cart for you. Cartridge. Shake it. 60 to 39 Trojans.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so if he hears you crystal clear, I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
All right, so USC is just sleeping with Kansas's cheerleading staff. 68-44 with 7 minutes left. I mean, Kansas can't make a bunny. They can't make a layup. And there's 7 minutes left. And USC's basically putting on a there's another three from the corner. It's 71-44. It's literally a videotape for a demo reel to send to NBA agents. It's a demo reel. They're just absolutely putting on a show with everything. Step back, dagger threes. Deep corner threes, dunks, alley-oops, USC blowing out Kansas. Kansas has quit, literally quit on Bill Self. I mean, I've never seen Kansas lose a game like this in the NCAA tournament that I can remember. Maybe they have, because I can't remember yesterday, but I know I've been watching them forever, and it takes me like a long time to remember them getting their ass beat like this. Now, I know, like I said earlier, I know they have problems, but I didn't know they were that bad.
Yeah, their starting five has, you know, Garrett's got 13. The The other four guys combined have 15.
I mean, they're done. This game's over. They should do, you know, we always talk on the Coast to Coast, the mercy rule. We need to implement the mercy rule so that we don't have to watch it. Also, people say, just turn the channel.
When you're letting the other team shoot 64% from the three-point line, they're 10 of 15.
Dude, and they are absolutely dunking and doing whatever they want. It's embarrassing. They should just blow the whistle and say, thanks for coming. Good night. And then everybody, good day, sir. Everybody leaves. I think that's what needs to happen. It was so bad tonight. The blowouts were so bad. And the games were so boring. Mavi, I'm going to switch to the NBA. How about this? The Celtics, at one point tonight, they led. I was watching them. They were leading. And now in overtime, they're going to lose to the Grizzlies. There's 16 seconds left. They're down 5. Memphis up on Boston with 16 seconds left in overtime. I could be wrong. I don't even know. Maybe the – what do you think? Did the Grizzlies come back on the Celtics in this game? I feel like I want to go back to the start of overtime and see because when it started, fourth quarter, here we go. Oh, there's your overtime. And then the fourth quarter. So when it ended 117s. And then bottom line was, I got to see who had the lead. It looked to me like Boston had the lead. They did have the lead. So Boston was up just like I thought. I saw him leading at one point. And I was watching NCAA hoops. And I'm just like, because I went with them tonight. I went for that road kill by the Celtics in Memphis. No joke. But they're going to lose that game. They're down 6 now because now the Grizzlies are hitting free throws. Right now the Hawks are up on the Clippers. I told you they'd be in that game, cover in that game, the Hawks. 68-56 on the Clippers at Staples. 8:43 left in the third. I gave you the Kings to beat the Cavs tonight. 119-105. Sacktown gets it done in Cleveland at the Q. Thunder win in Minneapolis. I went for it for once with the T-Wolves. A lot of good that did me. They lose 112-103 to the Thunder. I mean, the Timberwolves can't get out of their own way. And I wanted to say one other thing about them. I get all this. So today I talked about that I feel LaMelo Ball should still win the Rookie of the Year, right? And that's what I said. I said, look, this guy was so incredible that he broke his wrist. You can't blame him for breaking his wrist. Injuries happen. It is what it is. He's done for the year. So be it. And then I said that to my son, and he said, Anthony Edwards had like his last three games were like gigantic, a 40-point game, 30-point game, 20-point game. He went off. And I was like, okay, well, this other guy, he literally has gone off just about every night since he's been in the league. And then, think about it. And then I said that Zion Williamson, last year, he barely played, and they tried to give him the Rookie of the Year. Remember when he played less games, and then he was still like deep in the running for the thing. So I kind of think LaMelo's still the man. Now, I know a lot of people have, moved. I saw the odds today on Coast to Coast that Anthony Edwards is now in the lead for that, and then Halliburton. I mean, it makes no sense to me, to be honest with you, why you take it away from him because he got injured. I mean, think of it this way. They're almost, they're on the back nine. They're going for the clubhouse. The season's, past the All-Star break. They're moving into the second half. They're on their way. They're off and running. Everything's under control. He's the best player, hands down. Everyone knows it. I think, for me, I think Anthony Edwards is awesome. He's a dunker, and he's a lot more than that. He can do other things. Problem I have is that they never win. They never win. That's all there is to it. And at least, when you're playing great and standing out and you're like making a scene, you're winning doing it. You know what I mean? Like the guy that's going off and then winning is more attractive to me than, betting on the, a guy that is going off but losing every night. And then what would he say? Oh, well, you can't blame his teammates that it's not his fault they're losing. Well, he's part of it. So it is what it is. And then the other guy's winning, and he's putting up these huge numbers and triple doubles and everything else. And he goes off every night and wins, and he's got them fired up, people stoked, people ripped, people going, people buying, you know, their merchandise, everything else going through the roof. Now all of a sudden, the Hornets are getting popular again. And why is that? Well, they had Scary Terry before, and nobody gave a rat's ass about him. But they got Hayward and they got LaMelo Ball, and everything changed dramatically after that, right? Fair enough. 79-45 USC all over Kansas, spanking that ass. I mean, that is just unbelievable. Like, I'm just sitting here blown away by the fact that they are getting rocked like that. I can't even, when I look at Bill Self, he looks like he's got agita. He's still coaching, too. He's standing there, Mafia, as I'm choking. He's standing there, like, still, like, on the sidelines, stalking and coaching. And I'm just like, bro, this game's over. Get a bag of popcorn or something. Sit over on the bench. Maybe make a couple phone calls. This game is over. I mean, oh, my God. 79-49. Can you even believe this, Mafia?
No, this is the worst performance I've ever seen Kansas put on in a tournament game, at least as far as, you know, much as I can remember. I mean, maybe there is one years in past, but for me, I can't remember anything worse. This is pathetic for a team and a, you know, program this big to just not show up like this. I mean, we talked all year about the Blue Bloods being down and, you know, Duke and Kentucky not making it, and Michigan State was struggling forever, and, you know, they probably wouldn't make it. And then they did and got shellacked in that, you know, final four, our first four, second half. I mean, Kansas, thanks for coming, but probably shouldn't have showed up.
So now they're going to play Oregon. That's crazy. Who do you like in that one?
I mean, it's easy to say USC off this one, but Oregon just looks so good in that game from everybody. Not that USC isn't having everybody contribute too, but like you said, it almost seems too easy for them in this game. Not that Iowa. I mean, Iowa put up a fight. They put up a much better fight than Kansas did. Iowa actually scored some points, so it's not like Oregon was ever able to slow down. USC's been able to screw around this whole second half and still keep a 30-point lead. I think I like Oregon right now just off of what I've seen in the tournament.
So the Hornets beat the Spurs 197. They won in San Antonio. They were getting, like, I don't know, 4.5 or something like that. I took them. I got to look at the number. Hold on. I got it right here. I got him at 4, so I was right. It was 4. And the Jazz blew out the Bulls 120-95 in Chicago. The Rockets' losing streak is over. They won tonight over the Raptors 117-99. I even bet on them on the spread.
Ooh, talk about embarrassing. Not only do you let them break their streak, but you lose by almost 20 points to that team?
That's crazy, right? The Bucks blew out the Pacers 140-113, and that game checked in. Grizzlies in overtime over the Celtics 132-126. The Rockets' losing streak is finally over. Vuv Klitschko for everybody. Champagne, pass it around. Shots, shot of beer, in but an iron, shot of beer, in but an iron, shot of beer, puke. The Hawks lead the Clippers. How about this? They're up 82-63. With 5:46 left, Hawks up big at Staples over PG and Claw. I wonder if PG is going to talk bad about the refs again after the game and cry. It's always the refs' fault that they lose. But when they win, he never has a problem with it. It's only when they lose that it's got to be somebody's fault why they lose. It's never his fault. It's just it's got to be the refs. Who knows? Pharrell on the bench.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So I guess John Wall had a triple-double tonight in that Rockets ender of the 20-gamer. The ender. They got it done. They finally won a game. How embarrassing, losing 20 straight. That's got to suck. It's just got to suck. That's all there is to it. So I didn't tell him, Mafia, the hockey. Jets 1-0 on the Canucks in Vancouver after two. Avs 3-0 in the desert against the Coyotes after two. Three's up. And then Blues Knights, a good one after two in Vegas. One apiece, Blues and Knights. Sharks lead the Kings 1-0, 15 left in the second of the tank. Rangers beat the Sabres 5-3. Canes 3-0 over the Jackets. The Senators upset the Flames 2-1 in Ottawa. Islanders win in overtime. 2-1 over the Flyers. The Wild 2-1 over the Ducks. The Oilers-Canadian game, I don't know, was that postponed originally? I could have sworn I gave that out today. I took the Oilers. That game got postponed. Something must have happened there, Mafia, with the Oilers-Canadians with the COVID because they postponed that game. I hit the Wild. I hit the Islanders. I hit the Canes. I hit the Rangers. I lost that Flames bet. And then you got four games going on right now. So there you have it. USC, it was they had a protocol issue, I guess.
Two players from the Canadiens had to enter COVID-19 protocol, so they must have had some positive tests and shut the game down to make sure not to spread anything.
Drag. Makes me...
That's the first one in the North Division that's been canceled this year.
That's the first one?
That's the first one in that division.
Really? I didn't know that. So what do you think of this guy? What his problems are, Deshaun Watson down there in Houston. What do you think of his problems? Could you believe Amy Dash was on the show today, the lawyer, and she's telling me that 22 women, they got 22 women jumping on this civil lawsuit train. This lawyer's got 22 women going against Deshaun Watson. What do you think of that, Mafia?
I think that's that's an insane number. I mean, when you first hear it and you hear just like one lawsuit and, you know, he's saying that these allegations are out there, but, you know, it's just all BS and they're just looking for a money grab. All right, maybe. Then when you get to like two or three, you start to wonder like, all right, is this real? Like, you can't just be like, when it's one woman, you could have, you know, one bad one. A couple of them, it gets to be more believable. Once you're getting to 7, 10, 15, 22, that's ridiculous. And then it's, how could you not believe it? Even if, you know, if there's smoke, there's fire. Even as Amy said, if, you know, they could disprove half of them. You know, there could be half of them that are just jumping on the bandwagon, trying to grab some money here. There's got to be some truth to the story if there's that many coming out. And obviously, we'll see how it pans out here. We'll see if it gets to, you know, criminal court, because right now all we know is that it's, you know, lawsuits in civil court. But this guy alleges that he has all this stuff ready to go for the DA, and we'll see what they do with it. But it doesn't sound good. The more this comes out, even if it, you know, proves to be false, all his trying to get out of Houston stuff is dead in the water right now. There's no one that's going to trade for this guy with all this hanging over his head, where you might, you know, give up first-round picks left and right for this guy, and he can't even play because he's going to get put on the exempt list or suspended. It's just completely messed up situation that changes the whole landscape right now of this offseason from what we had left. You know, all these teams that are still trying to trade for this guy, now I'll have to go to plan B, C, and D.
You think that he's going to – we talked about paying, you know, like she brought up paying off all these women. Can you imagine how much that would cost you?
Right. I mean, at that point, you're digging up dirt on as many as you can so that you can set, you know, prove them wrong and not have to pay them and, you know, knocking down that number a little bit. But that's going to be a ridiculous amount. Even if you're not even going six figures for all of them for some reason, which is ridiculous. If you get one of them that's going to get six figures, they're all going to want that. I mean, that's tens of millions of dollars he's going to have to dish out if he's trying to pay off all these women to make this go away. And even then, it's already out there. You know, if the guy tried to get the money quietly beforehand and he didn't, well, now we all know it. Now it's out in the ether. Even if you pay them all off, You know, there's going to be people that don't believe you. You know, Greg Hardy paid off his accuser, got those charges dropped. Is there anybody out there that thinks that he wasn't, you know, convicted of that crime? No, we all do. It doesn't matter that he paid him off and the charges went away.
Jesus, can you even believe it? Like, think about, we were a month ago, like, talking about him, like, you know, he just wants to leave Houston. He doesn't want to play there anymore. He hates it. He wants out. And then a month goes by. Well, you know, those conversations, no OTA, no camp. He's not going to do anything. Then fast forward a month, and we're not talking about that anymore. Some people are still talking about it in the sense of, in the art of, do we have a chance to steal him from the Texans now? Can we go get him now? And he beats the charges. He beats the civil suits. Rusty Harden, the lawyer that he hired, is really one of the best. So he's got the money to afford him, and he's got the best. And, you know, just on the surface, am I wrong in saying, because I think I'm right, and I'm not even trying to be. I think that Harden's, frankly, way more savvy than this guy that's handling the civil lawsuits. Because we already heard that this guy came at Watson with a six-figure number. Give me this much money and this won't happen. He didn't give him any money, allegedly. And then next thing you know, he's got, you know, this thing. And it was like a tree sprouting. It went from, you know, 3, 7, 9, 12, 22. I mean, you got to be kidding me. So.
Well, the thing too, I don't know.
It seems
exactly.
He's got a hair up his tuchus.
I don't know exactly the order of it. You know, that's something we'll have to find out, because when it first was put out there, for me, if I remember correctly, you know, it was of like, you know, the misconduct, the, you know, maybe brushing up against her or making them feel uncomfortable. You know, if I remember correctly, it wasn't until after we started getting more and more of these that you started getting possible sexual assault. Like, yeah, you could pay away, you know, making someone feel uncomfortable or saying the wrong thing to them. The sexual assaults are the ones that are the most dangerous. Forget the number of women. It's going to be how many of them, you know, could possibly be charges of.
And now that the police have all the reports from this lawyer, like, allegedly what I heard is that he went from it being a civil lawsuit to then giving the popo all the evidence about these women that have accused him. And so now it's become at least, from what I'm hearing, in the hands of the police. So,
right, like you said, you know, it's not like the Hardy thing where, okay, you don't have an accuser, so you have no case. But you pointed out last week that in Texas, it could still be a case without them. So he could even pay these women off to recant these stories. And if the DA thinks they have enough in those affidavits, they could still go forward with the charges.
Yeah, they can still criminally charge him in Texas. And they can do that on their own volition. That's it. They can do it. And so that could very well happen, too. It's amazing that it's gone from, you know, the guy being unhappy in Houston to all of this chaos with women at massage parlors. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. It's so unbelievable, Mafia. I mean, I'm over here choking, like trying to. Can you even imagine what's happened to this guy? Like in a matter of weeks, we were talking about, where do you think he's going? He's going here. He's going there. You think he's going to the Jets, going to the Niners, going to the Broncos? Is he going to the Saints, going to the Bears? You know, where's he going? And then now we're talking about him, you know, like he's a predator. I mean, right. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Just shows how quick the downfall can be. I mean, this is, I'm not going to say it's on the exact level yet, because we don't know until we know what actually happened. But it's getting to the point of almost like Tiger Woods, where, you know, this is the all-American guy, all the charities he's giving to, just the greatest person ever. And then, okay, he wants to leave Houston, but I don't think anybody was holding that against him. We're all like, I get it. That organization's a mess. I'd want the hell out of there too. But he does all these great things, so he deserves to go to a better place. And then in a matter of 2 weeks, it's like, wow, is this guy Satan?
Well, I don't even know. Like, so what is he, like, living in massage parlors?
Like,
I mean, a lot of them didn't even sound like the massage parlors. Weren't a lot of them like through like DMs and stuff on social media? It wasn't even like he was going to these massage parlors. It was like, sounds like home massages.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better then. The story's even better. So they come to his crib. So he's got the whole thing drive-by. Like, they come drive-by style to his house and do them up there. That's even better. That's even better. That's fantastic. Why go down to the parlor when you get popped there like your boy Bob Kraft? You know, he got popped on the day of the game, right? Didn't he catch a flight to the game or something? And now this guy, oh, my God. I guess he had it all figured out high-end style, right? He had the wherewithal to keep it all at his crib or at some other location. If that's true, God bless him for at least being that creative. You got to admit, Mafia.
I mean, it just gets stranger by the day, and there's going to be so much to figure out. So many details have to be, you know, disseminated through this. It's got to get even uglier before it gets better is what it seems like.
Did you ever go to a massage parlor, Mafia?
Honestly, no. I've never had a professional massage.
Ever.
I'm too cheap.
Jesus. Okay, let's just be clear here. I've had thousands of them, okay? I've had thousands of massages, all right? I've never done anything to anybody, ever.
Most people don't.
It's that simple. It's just that simple. I've had thousands of them. I've never had that kind of an experience. But the fact that he allegedly was having those kinds of experience is fantastic. I mean, this stuff is just, it's fantastic. You can't even, like, how crazy is this that every, like, you know, it's just going to keep getting worse too. It's going to come all like to a boil. It's going to come to a head in court or wherever. And I'm telling you, this guy is barking up the wrong tree with this Rusty Harden guy. Mafia, you know as well as I do, that guy's the man.
He's got a hell of a track record of beating charges, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He's from Texas, and that doesn't matter. We all know him. So everyone knows who he is. He's one of the greatest defense lawyers in the country, bar none. When everyone knows you, good or bad, you know, he's big time. And not only, you know, good or bad, he is good. That's the deal. That guy's great at what he does, and he wins. So Watson's got more money, and he's got the best lawyer. Now, this other guy could be sleaze. Who knows? But he's up against a monster in Harden. I know that much. Like, I have no idea what will happen, but I'm, you know, Mafia, give me Harden and the under. It's Pharrell on a bench. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, Pharrell on a bench. So I saw the Montrezl Harrell rumors that like some kind of alleged thing that he's going to get traded or something like that. I can't imagine, to be serious about this for a second, that they would trade him. Like, for what? Seriously, like, do they not need him? Like, nobody's business. Davis never plays. LeBron's down. Harrell busts his ass, plays his ass off. How can you tell me that guy's not good? They need him. Are you kidding me? They're going to deal that guy? After all that, he played with the Clippers, whatever, and then he goes to the Lakers, and you don't think he's good? And you don't think you need him when the other two aren't even playing? Davis hasn't played in, it seems like, a month and a half. And then LeBron's out now 3-4 weeks. You don't think you need that guy? You're going to trade him for what? I'd love to see what they're going to get for him. If they are dealing him, let me know. Thursday's the deadline. Let's make it happen. So I would think they'd get a nice couple pieces for him. Who wouldn't take him, Mafia?
Sure, the Clippers would take him back for sure. They could use it. Their team sucks without him.
They do suck without him. They really do. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, I don't know. Like, I saw that. I wasn't buying that. Jets up 2-0 on the Canucks with 15 and change left in the third. Avs 3-0 on the Coyotes. The Knights have taken the lead in the third. 18 left, 2-1 Vegas. Sharks still up 1-0 in the second over the Kings. And then the Hawks lead is 7 with 8 minutes left against the Clippers. USC kicked Kansas' ass so bad, I think Bill Self's going to make the team walk home from Indianapolis. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 Eastern. Good night, Moff. Good job. All right, see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.